eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Ignition.
Lift off. We have a lift off at 16 minutes of the hour. Climbing very nice.
Of orange-colored smoke, a big puff as it lifted off. It is now high above us, now already out over the Atlantic Ocean, still within sight. It's beginning to pitch over to reach the proper altitude for orbit insertion.
Two Air Force chase planes were in the air, of course, and took off immediately after. Sped off after immediately after liftoff. To take photographs of the space capsule, the booster rocket, as it went up. They're very quickly outdistanced. I didn't even hear the sonic booms this time as they broke the sound barrier. Did you, Bob?
We now see it.
There they are.
We just heard the booms. If necessary, doesn't look like it's necessary from the, at this point. We're having some transmission difficulty from the spacecraft. The transmissions are intermittent.
How's he look, Sergeant? Got you spot on a little high here. Looks real good.
Everything looks fine here. 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the flight, and everything looks fine here.
Flight photo, good on Mod 3, a little high.
Yeah, Jim McDivitt reports Gemini 4 is go for staging, which will occur in a very few seconds. Pilot Ed White advises he's received an update of data on the computer on board that spacecraft.
Staging is go.
We have staging, and it's been confirmed here on the ground.
Thrust looks good, flight.
Thrust looks good on the second stage.
Flight photo, good here.
The first stage of the Titan II booster has expended its fuel and shut down. Now the second stage engine has begun simultaneously.
Our radio guidance system, which controls the terminal phase of powered flight, has gone into effect, and it is working very nicely. 3 minutes into the mission, 3 minutes. And the trajectory plot is right on the lines, right both in lofting and all other elements. We're right on the money.